This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
It is debate night in America tonight. What will the president say? What will the strategy be? Welcome back to the show. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler's back. Hey, Guy, how are you today?
Rich, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. First of all, can we talk about this report yesterday that Iran is trying to interfere in our elections? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Well, first off, John Ratcliffe, the DNI, and my good friend has confirmed that this is true, that Iran and Russia have attempted to interfere in the election. Now, what they're doing, what they did is they sent emails, they hacked into the Proud Boys server, sent these emails to intimidate Democrats. And the mainstream media played right into their hand. They didn't question this as Russian disinformation. They reported it for an entire news cycle as if Trump supporters had did this when it was actually Russia. Counter that with how they treated the Hunter Biden story, where there's zero evidence of Russian interference, yet they tamper that story down saying that's Russian disinformation. Yet when it's actually Russian disinformation, they just spread it and play right into these actors' hands.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to ask you, too, is that Ratcliffe came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop, as far as he can tell, is not Russian disinformation. The media ran with that right away. You're a member of the House Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee. You know this stuff more than anybody else does. What have we learned about this since this all started?
Well, the laptop in particular, we know, just like John Ratcliffe said, is that Russia has nothing to do with this laptop. We know that the laptop, there's some law enforcement that said they had access to the laptop for a money laundering scheme. We know that the FBI had this laptop for roughly a year, and it wasn't until Rudy Giuliani got involved that they were able to pry that loose and show the American people that Hunter Biden had dropped his laptop off, that the laptop shows that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden presumably had this scheme where Hunter Biden would get paid for influence and get the money to, quote unquote, the big guy, presumably Joe Biden. But again, the media is sitting on this story with a pretext that it's Russian disinformation. Zero evidence that that's the case. And then what's worse is the social media tech companies, I call them the tech oligarchs, the tech tyrants, they are actually not allowing this story to be disseminated. Where with actual Russian disinformation, they play right into Russia's hands and distribute that information. And again, Russia is trying to sow chaos and disruption throughout the United States. The mainstream media is actually allowing them to do just that.
Guy Reschenthaler joins me, congressman from southwestern Pennsylvania and also a great friend of the show. And I appreciate you being here, of course. I also want to get your take. I mean, you're a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I know you don't get a vote, yes. But Amy Coney Barrett seems to be incredibly popular. I was reading something that said of all of Trump's Supreme Court nominees, she is by far the most popular one.
She is. By polling, that is obviously the case. And how can you not like her? She has 7 kids, 2 adopted. She did a phenomenal job when she was being questioned by the Senate during the confirmation hearings. And I think that the Democrats and their shenanigans of boycotting the hearing today, of doing a party line vote to block her, it's going to backfire come Election Day, which, of course, is only 12 days away. So Chuck Schumer is playing a dangerous game of chicken here with the American voters because ACB is so popular with the American people.
So if you were in the United States Senate representing Pennsylvania, you'd vote for her, obviously, right?
Of course, without question. I mean, she's qualified beyond belief. And I was a huge fan of Justice Scalia as a law student. I love the chance of reading his opinions. I think ACB is going to be the next generation Scalia, meaning she's going to have clear and concise opinions that harken back to the original intent of the framers. And she's going to be a judicial rock star. And I say that as a true legal geek.
Legal geek. I like that. yeah. By the way, you're also probably a diehard fan, aren't you? The movie, knowing you?
I've seen it. I know the movies. I'm not as big as a fan as you would think, but a little bit before my time.
Because I noticed that Bruce Willis is back. They're doing like it's like a diehard reboot with the commercial. It occurred to me all of a sudden. I'm like, well, you know, that's pretty cool since you kind of have a similar taste in movies I do. You need to go watch that again, by the way. You need to rewatch Die Hard. It's the best Christmas movie you'll ever find. Just so you know.
Sounds good. I'll rewatch it this weekend.
Before I let you go, Pennsylvania, let's talk about it because obviously this is the must-win state guy. I think you know it's going to be close, is my sense. You know, polls were wrong in 2016. Yeah. I think it's going to be close. What advice would you give the president tonight going into this final debate?
Well, I would say focus on the accomplishments that he's had. You can see that the debate commission, the so-called nonpartisan debate commission, which are a bunch of Democrat hacks after Joe Biden, they're focusing the debate away from foreign policy. This was supposed to be the foreign policy debate. I would say President Trump needs to point out the fact that there will be no questions directed at Joe Biden about Hunter Biden, none regarding the scandals in the Ukraine, none about the scandals that are coming from the CCP. So that needs to be brought up. But he needs to talk about, if we get to talk about foreign policy, the wins we've had with Israel, the Arab states recognizing Israel, the fact that we've contained the Chinese economy, the growing threat that is China. And he needs to do that. Now, unfortunately, they're going to mute the president. I think that even though they're trying to do that to hurt President Trump, it's going to help him because Joe Biden will have a two full minutes to fill. And you'll be able to see him trying to ride two horses. And what do I mean by that? Just like happened to Kamala Harris, he's got to appease the moderates that are the swing voters while still not losing that far-left radical base. Very difficult to ride two horses, and you're going to see Joe Biden tripping all over himself when it comes to that. So the debate should be interesting tonight, even though the debate commission is trying to throw this for Joe Biden. President Trump will persevere and overcome this and come out looking like a hero, I'm sure.
All right, last question for you. Obviously, Senator Pat Toomey announced he's not running for re-election. A lot of people are wondering if you're a young guy, you're in your mid-30s. A lot of people wondering, is Guy Reschenthaler going to go for it?
Look, I really like my position in the House. I really enjoy it. I'm not going to roll anything out when it comes to running for the Senate, but as of now, I'm focused on the House.
Well, I think you should consider it. You'd be a great candidate.
Hey, thanks, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, always a pleasure, Guy. And thanks for working hard on the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. We appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
All right.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Right. 855-839-1210. Listen, tonight is the debate. It is debate night. You heard Guy Reschenthaler's advice. What's your advice you'd give the president tonight? That is our big story of the day. It's brought to you by Exergen, the Exergen twice daily thermometer. Exergen's great. It's the easiest way for you to know if you've got COVID, a fever is an early warning sign. So check your temperature before dinner and in the morning. Get an accurate reading in seconds with the Exergen temporal scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by physicians and nurses. Stay safe with Exergen. All right. That is the sponsor tonight. I'll be on with you at 8 o'clock for our pre-debate special. And then after the debate, Dom Giordano will be on and he will take your thoughts on how you think the debate went. But what advice would you give President Trump tonight going into the debate? What would you tell him to do? Would you tell him don't interrupt? Would you tell him try to be very likable and not go after Joe Biden? Would you tell him to hammer Joe Biden? Would you tell him to put him in a body bag, a little Cobra Kai? What would you tell the president to do if you were in debate prep with him? 855-839-1210. First, let's say good morning to Dawn. Check in, get some headlines today.
Hey, good morning. Scioli Show News Live. We have a lot going on today. That is for sure. Obviously, tonight's the big night, the debate, the Eagles, and of course, 8 o'clock, Scioli is the master pre-debate show. So
master pre-debater. Thank you very much.
Yes, master pre-debater. Had to get that one in.
You had to get it in, didn't you?
We have a drive-in rally in South Philadelphia that went viral as former President Barack Obama attacked President Trump, but he was stumping for Joe Biden, and this was Obama's debut on the 2020 campaign trail, but it was a solo debut. Biden was not by his side. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy abruptly left that South Jersey event, announcing he's in quarantine this morning, actually. But he announced this last night, saying a member of his staff tested positive for COVID-19. So we haven't heard yet who else may have been in contact with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. And we do have one Philadelphia suburb that'll fine you if you fail to wear a mask. So it's the borough of Narberth. They've passed this ordinance to require people wear the mask or you face a $15 fine. Yes, it's true. We have the NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. We do have this heavy fog advisory. So hazard alerts for driving. Be safe. Today, partly sunny, 74 degrees later this afternoon once the sun comes out and the fog clears. Tomorrow, for your Friday, 73 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, 72. And then Sunday, the lesser day, as far as the forecast goes, only 56 degrees and partly cloudy for your Sunday. I'm Dawn. That's the Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Your chance tonight to give your take on what the president should do. Give your advice to the president. I'll get to that in just a second. I want to quickly play you a clip. This is CBS News reports that Biden needs strong turnout in Philly, Pittsburgh, and Scranton. This is interesting to me because they talk about President Trump's rally. Obviously, former President Barack Obama's car rally. Then they mentioned President Trump's rally. This is interesting a little bit. Cut six.
In addition to Philadelphia, Biden also needs strong turnout in Pittsburgh, and he must limit Mr. Trump's gains in more industrial and rural parts of the state, including his native Scranton and places like Erie. Biden himself has campaigned across Pennsylvania 13 times this year, and he remains holed up tonight next door in Delaware, preparing for his final face-off with President Trump tomorrow night. Biden aides expect Biden will try to remain calm when the president attacks and do what he did in the first debate, focus on speaking directly to voters. Nora.
Ed O'Keefe, thank you. Tonight, President Trump is making his 11th visit to North Carolina, just as a federal court there has ruled against his party. The new decision says mail-in ballots can now be counted up to 9 days after the election, as long as they are postmarked by November 3rd. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
President Trump heading back to North Carolina tonight. Thousands of his supporters gathering for another large rally, the president's second visit to the state in just a week.
We're going to win the state of North Carolina. We're going to win 4 more years in the White House.
Now think about that for a second, right? So here you've got former President Barack Obama, first time on the campaign trail, Philadelphia. And Ed O'Keefe, the reporter for CBS, says, and there's Biden holed up in his home in Wilmington. It's 30 miles away. Not even. Why couldn't Biden go and show up at the link and be on stage with former President Barack Obama? Why couldn't he do that? And then they contrast that with the president who's running around rally after rally after rally. He's in North Carolina. He's rallying. Where's Joe Biden? He's prepping for the debate in his basement. But listen, debate prep is important. I'm not trying to discount it, but you can over-prepare for a debate, and there's no reason why you need to prep for 24 hours a day or 8 hours a day. There's no excuse for why Joe Biden couldn't have jumped into the SUV, had the Secret Service speed him over to the link, and then he could get out, walk on the stage, say hello. They could do a virtual bro hug, bring out their friendship bracelets, him and Barack, get back in the SUV and go back to Wilmington. And there, but why the, and they don't even ask that question. I mean, is that not a glaringly obvious question to ask? Where the hell was Joe Biden during Barack Obama's rally at the link? Barack Obama wasn't in Arizona. He was at the freaking link 30 miles from Wilmington, not even. With the Secret Service driving, you don't have to worry about traffic. You're the Democrat presidential candidate. You don't have to sit in traffic. Why was Joe Biden not there? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not trying to come up with some conspiracy theory. The media should be asking that question. Doesn't it seem odd that he's not there? And then they go to the president who's rallying in North Carolina and everything else. He's rallying all over the place. I mean, I think you'd have to be an idiot not to see that there's a question of Biden's stamina before a debate. Like, the question that I have is, Are they really worried that if he were to go to that debate, to that rally with Obama the night before the debate, he'd be exhausted for the debate and wouldn't perform well? Because I think that that's relevant. Either way, I think it was incredibly strange that he wasn't there. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Tonight, Newsmax will also have a special debate coverage for you starting at 8 p.m. on Newsmax TV with great guests, and people like Dick Morris will be on tonight, and Greg Kelly and some others, and they'll be giving you their take. Michelle Malkin, Rudy Giuliani, Diamond and Silk, lots of people. Sean Spicer giving their take on the presidential debate. You probably have Newsmax. It's in all the major cable systems. Check it out. Optimum, Fios, Xfinity, or download it for free. Watch it on your smartphone. You can watch it right on their app, on your phone, your iPad, your smartphone, your computer, wherever. And you could even have it if you've got, say, a smart TV like LG or Samsung Plus. You can get Newsmax right on your TV. You don't have to worry about those big paywalls that the other cable news channels have. And with Newsmax TV, you're going to get pre-debate. They'll give you the debate. And then afterward, lots of great debate analysis as well. So go to Newsmax.com and check it out. Newsmax TV is real news for real people. Watch it Thursday and every day. Newsmax TV.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of non-stop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, so Lori's and Ringo's. Lori, good morning. What should the president do tonight?
Hey, Rich. Well, I think after what you just said, there's a steroid and oxygen bar at Biden's home in Delaware. I think that's what's going on. But that's just my opinion. I have no proof of that. Thanks for letting me talk and letting me vote. Those are the only two ways I can make my interests like known these days. I really appreciate your station. And my thought is regarding the Hunter Biden and corruption piece of things. What could be smart for Trump to say tonight is, you know, I sympathize. I feel bad for Hunter. He has been through some tough times personally. And instead of supporting him and helping him on the straight and narrow, you have acted as the crime boss of your family. And regarding both Hunter and other people in your family, the big guy needs his 20%. The big guy needs his 10% of all the corrupt deals with the Ukraine, with China. And the American people don't want somebody doing those kinds of deals that compromise our national security as their leader.
All right, Lori, I mean, you want to go after him on Hunter and go after him on the corruption. That's a lot of people say you shouldn't do that. You should just focus on the economy tonight.
I think you need to bring it up because the press is not, the media, the moderator is not going to. And we think everybody knows this stuff, but they don't. They just think it's the latest. Some people just think it's the latest Russia hoax. So I think he needs to say something, but the angle to put on it is to be the human that feels bad for the son. And Trump can't be touched on that because he's got five kids that he's brought up to be strong, strong individuals.
Lori, thank you. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-839-1210. I mean, some people would argue, though, that with only 12 days to go, if people don't know about this story, it's too late to educate the voters. Focus on the economy. Here's a clip from CBS this morning. Pennsylvania voters. See, so what I was going to say earlier was, in my opinion, the president has a very narrow audience tonight. He's not speaking to Lori. He's not speaking to me. He's speaking to the 200,000 people in Pennsylvania who voted third party in 2016. Because really, if he can win them, he wins the presidency. He wins Pennsylvania, wins the presidency. And there's people that voted third party in other must-win states too. But let's take Pennsylvania, for example. You take the 160,000 voters who voted for Gary Johnson, take the 50,000 that voted for Jill Stein, add them up and say half of them have already decided one way or the other. The other half, they don't like either of you, but they want to make a decision tonight. They don't like Trump. They don't like Joe Biden. They didn't like Trump in 2016 either. They like some of his policies now, but they still don't love the guy. Convince them. If you can win them tonight, you can win the presidency. You'll win Pennsylvania. Those are the voters, by the way. You know, people make me laugh sometimes. They go, everybody's decided. Nah, I don't think so. I think there are people that still don't like him and they don't like Biden. And they've got to make a choice. They will vote. But you want to make sure that they don't waste their vote. Some of them may, again, waste their vote this time around. They may just go, you know what, forget it. I'm done. If half of them have decided and the other half hasn't, you're talking about almost 100,000 people right there that you can potentially win over. That's the audience tonight. In my opinion, that's the audience. But CBS News did something interesting. They talked to Pennsylvania voters who love Trump and why they do. Cut number 8.
But to really understand the president's appeal, at least to his staunchest supporters, you have to remember the promise of his victory speech.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
If maybe you didn't know who the president was talking about, well, his supporters sure did.
Oh, well, he's talking about all of us. Everybody that's not an elite. If you look around, it's all regular people. We were never represented, with the Republicans or the Democrats.
Well, I think he was talking about a lot of the needs of, you know, the average person, what they would call the flyover country.
For them, it's about jobs.
2008 to 2012, I was living paycheck to paycheck. Right now,
but also respect.
We're completely irrelevant to the Democratic Party unless, except for voting time. Otherwise, they could care less about any of us.
And above all, recognition.
I would rather let him tell me what he thinks, but do the job, than getting a good words from politicians. And when they're in power, they will turn around and backstab everybody.
If you felt forgotten in 2016, how do you feel now?
I feel great, and I hope that he gets another 4 years.
Felt forgotten in 2008.
Yeah. 2008?
2012.
2012, you felt forgotten?
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
It's great.
Great.
Love it.
And as we've learned traveling through these battleground states, Trump's message can still land with a more varied crowd than you might expect.
Thank you very much, Pennsylvania. Go out and vote.
Did you vote for him in 2016?
Yes.
Are you going to do it again?
Yes, absolutely.
And your number one reason is?
The economy.
What's in the back of this truck?
Yes, my job. And my freedom and my rights.
So you're going to be a first-time voter this time voting for Trump. What exactly pushed you over the line?
Hey, I got one life. I want to do something, and he's going to make a difference, man.
How do you think he's going to do on Election Day?
I think he's going to get it. I think he's going to win, man. The guy.
That guy, there's a black voter at the end. So that's interesting to me. And also interesting to me is what Charlemagne the God said. He's the co-host of The Breakfast Club. Charlemagne the God. Black voters just want to be heard. Cut number 2.
Can you give me your take on black voters and what they want out of this election, Charlemagne?
What they want out of this election? I think that we just want to be heard. You know, I think that, you know, when you look at, you know, Joe Biden and his Lift Every Voice plan, you know, some of the most important things in it for me are when he speaks on, you know, advancing the economic mobility of black people and closing the racial wealth and income gaps. But, you know, That's really all lip service, simply because we're in dream selling season. And on November 3rd, we're going to find out whose dream America has been buying into. When it comes to those black people you see who may be, you know, showing support for Trump, I just think, you know, it's because Trump is actually talking to young black male voters. He's directing ads towards them. They are a group that, you know, never get courted. I mean, black people don't get courted either as a whole, but that old Democratic regime, it speaks to old black men, and they think everyone else in the black community, the black family, is just supposed to fall in line. They know black women are going to show up regardless, and, you know, they, like I said, they speak to older black men, and they think the rest of us all speak the same language. So Trump is targeting young black males, and promo and marketing, it works. Listen, I'm voting for Senator Kamala Harris. You know, I believe Kamala is a political change agent. I think she's exactly the leader this country needs to lead us in the future. If she's not, then I'll just be wrong. Because I'm going to be honest with you, Don. I'm just so tired of, like, old white male leadership in politics. And I can't speak for all black Americans. Black Americans are monolithic. I'm only speaking for me. And, you know, to me, I'm just sick of that. I'm tired of old white male leadership in government. Trump wants to make America great again. Biden wants to build back better. As a black man, I don't want to do none of that, because we know America has never been great for everyone. And when we talk about building back better, it's like saying we are trying to return things to normal, but America's normal hasn't worked for black people.
You know, he says there that Trump's reaching out to voters. I saw this CNN clip, and I meant to grab it, and I just forgot, but Trump has opened a campaign office in Detroit. right in the heart of a black neighborhood in Detroit. And they were asking CNN, and they're asking all these voters, what do you think of that? And they were going, I've never seen anything like this before. Never seen anything like this before. You know, a Republican candidate opening up a campaign office right in the heart of Detroit, Michigan, in front of all these black people. I mean, Trump's going there. He's trying. He's really trying. So what I would say tonight is, and this is just me, I think you got to talk directly and tell people what you're going to do for them. Just tell them what you're going to do for them, why you deserve another 4 years, and what you're going to do in the future tense. Hunter Biden is a great story for Fox News and talk radio. I don't know how many undecided voters give a damn, understand it, care at this point. But they do want to know what you're going to do for me. Black, white, whatever. What are you going to do for me for the next 4 years? That's what I think the strategy needs to be tonight. You're reaching people that didn't vote in 2016 for you. They voted third party. Now you got to win them over. Now you got to win them because they're going to vote for somebody. They're voters. But they may vote third party again because they just don't like either one of you. Gary's in Downingtown. Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich. Love your show. Great to see you and Mark down there in Pittman, New Jersey earlier in the year. It was great.
Yeah, before the world ended, literally the weekend before.
Yeah,
thank you.
How about it? The awesome thing is what I think Trump should do tonight is stick to the facts, his accomplishments, follow the format. When his two minutes are up, stop talking. Don't give that guy with the button a chance to push the button. You know, the insults, keep the insults out of it. Answer the questions in a civil manner. Don't be, you know, defensive. Don't give him the, you know, he just can't. What they're going to do tomorrow is they're going to count the number of times they push the damn mute button and watch Biden self-destruct all by himself. If he does that, I think he'll win these people, these 200,000 people. These never Trumpers. Yeah. I think he does not. He'll get these people just by being a civil human being and not with the wisecracks and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of those people are looking for that. I think they're looking for that.
Just be civil and go for facts.
Gary, thank you. I agree. I do. I think a lot of those voters, again, remember the target audience. It's not you and it's not me. It's the 200,000 people that voted somebody else in 2016. I think of that, you can probably discount most of the Jill Stein voters, but I think that 160,000 Gary Johnson pool of voters in Pennsylvania, that's a target-rich environment. And what do they want to hear? I mean, there's no new wars. I mean, there's lots of things you can talk about, but they also want to hear, what are you going to do for me for the next 4 years? What are you going to do for me for the next 4 years? 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. Ann is in Philadelphia. Ann, what would your advice be to the president tonight?
Hello, is that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I would use the 2 minutes to my advantage because 2 minutes uninterrupted is actually quite a long time. And I would answer things like if they asked about the Green New Deal, I would say, I believe in climate control. Climate has changed forever. But let's look at California, who actually follows the Green New Deal. Do you want to be like California? And I'd bring up all the bad things with California, not having air conditioning during the summer when they had the brownouts so that, you know, people that are older or have disabilities didn't have air conditioning, and that they actually have the worst pollution, air pollution right now because of all the fires, because of what they followed with the Green New Deal. I would also do that with Corona. I would do that if they did the white supremacy against me. I would say, look, I'm going to quote what I actually said in Charlottesville. Now, what I want to know is, you know, Joe, when are you going to stop being a white supremacist? And then, like, I would bring up that Kamala is not ready for prime time and that Joe is sick and that she's probably going to be there. And can you imagine her in a complicated trade negotiation? And she has nothing about foreign policy.
I completely disagree with you on that point. I don't think the president should attack Kamala Harris at all tonight. Shouldn't even mention her. Leave her out of it.
Okay. Well, there's a
That's
lot
just me.
Of other
That's
things
my opinion.
That he
Again,
can use.
You're trying to win over a lot of undecided voters. It's make it about Joe Biden. Go after Joe Biden. You can say we all know Kamala is actually going to wind up becoming the president, Joe. But I wouldn't spend the time attacking her. You gotta beat Joe Biden tonight.
But I would do all that on any bullet point they gave me. I would turn it back. I would tell what I've done and it's to the good, and what was to the bad that they'd have done for that same thing.
Yeah, no, listen, thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Listen, life is about trust. Who do you trust? Who do you trust to be your debate coach? Who do you trust to be your attorney? Who do you trust to be your jeweler? What do I mean by that? Well, everybody in life should have somebody that you can really trust when it comes to those important family events, right? Those important family events like, say, an engagement, for example, an anniversary. I want you to count on Lee Pavorsky. LL Pavorsky Jewelers in Philadelphia. He's going to be that jeweler for you. It's so important knowing you can trust Lee when you want to celebrate a milestone in your life with a piece of fine jewelry, whether it's a marriage, anniversary, birthday, or holiday present you're looking for. Lee will be your go-to guy if you have pieces that you want, that you have inherited, for example. You just don't want anymore. Lee can help you redesign them into something you will love to wear again. Have a family member looking to get engaged, for example? Well, Lee's going to spend the quality time necessary to educate them and treat their request with respect while being mindful of their budget, because that's so important, right? Lee makes the process easy and personal, and there's no pressure. He meets with everyone by appointment only in his beautiful store of 32 years at 707 Walnut Street. Great part of the city, great neighborhood, very safe. LLPavorsky.com, LLPavorsky.com to schedule an appointment. Call or email. The info is right there on the site. Lee's a great guy, and he's going to make this very special and easy for you. LLPavorsky.com.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Associates Law Studios.
Okay, so we got a big debate tonight. Again, I'll be on with you at 8 o'clock tonight to give you a pre-debate show, take your calls and your thoughts. So Governor Murphy, you heard Dawn report this earlier. He abruptly left a New Jersey event after learning he had recent contact with a person who has coronavirus. We have a little bit of audio of the governor leaving the event. Cut number one.
So the order of speakers is going to be Commissioner Rob Angelo, County Commissioner, soon to be Jonathan, County Commissioner Jonathan Young Sr., and then Don Borden, President of Camden County College. Now, why am I saying this? I was just informed by my colleagues that I was in close proximity to someone on Saturday who has just tested positive. I tested positive on Monday, unrelated to my being in proximity, because I had no idea until just 5 minutes ago. And it was negative on Monday. I will now, unfortunately, have to take myself off the field. I can't ask President Trump not to come to Bedminster and do a fundraiser and have me sit here. I have no symptoms. Again, I tested negative on Monday, but I got to go take myself at least off the field and get tested again today. As you all know, just because if I was with someone Saturday night and you got tested Sunday morning, that doesn't really tell you a lot. You got to wait and see to make sure there wasn't any incubating. So I apologize. Don, thank you for hosting us. Donald, to you and everything you do. Jonathan, to you and your colleagues. Rob, Rachel, again. Dave, bless you and your colleagues. Pap, love you. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Well, first of all, we hope the governor's okay. Of course, we hope he's doesn't have COVID. But I think just to be safe, he should really take himself off the field and resign as governor, because you just can't be too careful. You know what I mean? This is a really bad virus, and you have to take it seriously. And I think the only thing he should do is really just resign. Don't you think this is one of those moments in life where you can't be too careful, right? It's a wake-up call. So I think for the good of his health, Governor Phil Murphy should quarantine himself out of the governor's office. I just think, you know, because you can't really be. Can you be too careful with COVID? Can you? No? all right. What if he quarantines himself by going to back to Italy, to his mansion in Italy?
It's only the safe place. There. Only the safe way to do that, right?
You know, being governor is a lot of stress, right? Don't you think? And if you've been exposed to COVID, that stress could make it worse. Again, I just think for his health, leaving the office is the best thing he can do for himself. Try to think about him here, not me, not you, but him. So join me in calling on Governor Phil Murphy to resign for the good of his health to fight COVID. I read the CDC report. They say that if you've been exposed to COVID and you're a sitting governor, you should resign. I've read it's on their website. may not be on the website. Maybe fake news, but all right, fine, whatever. I think that that's just, maybe I care too much. Is that it, Dawn? I care too much.
That's what it is. You care too much.
I
and
just
you don't
care.
Want him to make the Knucklehead Hall of Fame because that would just be embarrassing.
Thank you. It'd be embarrassing. And the only way to really be sure is just to not be governor. It's just the only way to be 100% sure. To just announce that you're leaving the office. You take yourself off the field by resigning. It's just it's the only bulletproof way I know. I care. I've got a big heart. What can I say? I've got a big bleeding heart. 855-839-1210 is our number. Dawn, good morning. How are we looking today?
Hey, good morning. We are looking very foggy this morning, that's for sure. Zioli Show News. We do have a tentative contract deal for the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers that represents 13,000 members. We don't have comment yet from the School District of Philadelphia, but the teachers union voted late last night to ratify a contract deal. So we've talked a lot about back to school news, and we will see. We're also looking at different schools right now that are looking to put things like football to spring sports. So we'll continue to watch the back to school news segments. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is, you just heard, testing negative for COVID-19, but he says he's quarantining with Tammy at home after contact with a colleague. And we also have for the holidays, I just want to mention this, right around the corner, hopefully all the votes will be counted by November 13th, when Christmas Candy Lane opens. So I'm jumping ahead to Christmas. I'm even skipping Halloween. Save the date for Hershey Park Christmas Candy Lane, because they are going to go forth with Santa and the reindeer. They're all going to be there starting November 13th.
You know, that's bold of you to just skip Halloween like just that and go right to Christmas.
Because you know what? By November 13th, I'm thinking by then, do you think November 13th they will have counted all the votes?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, God.
By then. No, they will by then. Yeah. November 13th or December 13th?
November 13th is when they open.
No, they won't be done with the votes by then, but they will have them done by Christmas.
By Christmas. Not even by Thanksgiving. So we're skipping over even Thanksgiving.
Probably, yeah. Nah, they'll be done by then.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll still be in court by then, but they'll be done counting by then. They'll be in court.
This is going to be crazy.
I love Candy Cane Lane at Hershey Park. It's great. The kids love it, too.
I know. I love it.
Absolutely do.
I just want to think happy thoughts like about that. It's just been so stressful.
Happy thoughts are great. You got to think happy thoughts.
Speaking of which, a unique distinction for Pennsylvania, which experts are saying has the longest season in the world for fall foliage. So this is the Department of Conservation and Resources. They say that we have some of the most varied trees and leaf colors due to, among other things, Pennsylvania's latitude. So the fall foliage season can last up to 7 weeks.
Wow.
So we got that going for us, which is
nice. We got that
nice.
Very nice, very uplifting news.
Trying to
very
bring
nice.
Something good out of all of this.
Phil Murphy
craziness.
Should resign as governor, sit under a tree just for his own health. That's what he should do, just to be safe, to make sure he doesn't get COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't risk it. You can't chance it. This is a serious virus.
Well, we do have the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Right now, we do have heavy fog advisories because we have travel advisories right now, and the fog should lift, hopefully, by, what did you say, December 1st, by Christmas? So today, partly sunny, 74 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, 73 degrees. So we have Saturday, much the same, partly sunny, 72 degrees. And Sunday, just 56 degrees and partly cloudy. So the fog should lift after lunchtime today. So hopefully it'll be a nice afternoon with some sun peeking out and mid-70s to see all those leaves. I'm Dawn. That's the Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Let's see now. I've got to do a social media little check-in here. So the warranty man agrees Murphy should go back to Italy for his own health. I mean, the Italian air
is that
really
what it
helps
is?
You, I think. So I agree with that point. You know, just again, I'm thinking of him. I'm trying to think of him. That check-in on social media brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. A lot of great tweets and suggestions on what the president should do at his debate tonight. Thank you for that. And again, Cherry Hill Volvo, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Relationships matter. 0% financing in all 2020 and 2021 models. Greg, you pulling a... What's going on over there?
What?
What?
No, I saw you were looking down. I didn't know if what you were doing.
I can't see Greg.
So I was just wondering. We're on camera, so I'm just asking. Yes. What are you up to over there?
I'm looking at my.
At your what?
At my computer screen.
What?
My computer.
No, screen. I know. That's what we're under, we're scared.
Well,
we're
that's
worried
up.
About.
Eyes up.
It's just here. Let me
eyes up. There you go. Lift it up right there. Okay. The computer. All right. So what do we got? You got a little show for us that you created? A little trailer.
Yes, I have a new. So the other day you played an audio. We played two audio clips of Keith Olbermann and Elizabeth Warren and their doom and gloom, end of the world nuttiness. So we decided that since late night TV has become, you know, just basically preaching to the choir and doom and gloom, that we would create the Liz and Keith show for late night TV. So, Bill, I believe you have that. It's a little, it's what I think the preview is going to be.
So this is America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
And Keith Olbermann together to make the nation happy before bedtime.
Yes.
And give everybody a nice warm feeling before they tuck themselves into bed.
Just a nice way to go, like, lull yourself to sleep.
Well, I can't wait. I think we need this as a nation. You know what I mean? We need this as a nation right now to feel good about ourselves with all this stress and tension of the election. So I'm really looking forward to this new show. So let's take a listen.
We are reaching a moment on our planet in which the crisis that is upon us may no longer be one that we will be able to successfully fight back against.
And I am tired of the thought that we're now going to repeat the months of March and April in this country, a country that should have learned something.
Do you know what scares me to death? Is every time we get more data and reanalyze the data, what we discover is the problem's even worse than we thought. We have even less time than we thought.
It's fun. I like it. It's very uplifting already. Is it possible we could add some laugh tracks in there?
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe we could add some laugh tracks, maybe some more of Olbermann talking about blood on the hands. I mean, that we've got something here. We should pitch this to Comcast.
There's more if you'd like to keep going.
Oh, yes, of course.
Authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard, one selfish
Donald Trump threatens the existence of human life, of all life on this planet.
I am tired of Donald Trump killing Americans. Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders. Death penalty for each count.
It's fun. It's hip. And I love the laughter, too.
Yeah.
And the applause. It's a great late night show.
Agreed.
Well done. It's going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit. Major hit. No doubt about it. I'm excited. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. That'll premiere sometime in, November 3rd, I think election night is the first night.
It's the big premiere of it, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Roll out the red carpet.
There'll be a special celebrity preview show, I would guess, too. So we can hope, anyway. Let's see here. 855-839-1210. Taking your calls and your thoughts, too, on what you think the president should do tonight. I'll be back with you on the air at 8 o'clock for the big debate special tonight. And, it's going to be a fun night tonight. We'll get to watch a lot of stuff. So, Dawn, did you do the news?
Yes.
I did, didn't I?
You did.
What is wrong with you?
Well, no, I just tweeted out the big pharma thing because it's more of a national story, but I thought it was the OxyContin, big pharma pleading guilty. So I thought that was an interesting. Maybe you just saw that. That's why.
No. I'm asking because I feel like I'm in one of those time loops, you know?
Yeah, we all feel like that since last March.
Yeah, you feel like you're in this is kind of one of those just loops over and over into itself and around itself again and again and again. But I do I do have the answer for us in
what?
Order to, well, if we want to be able to get out of it, we get out of the time loop.
Mark Levin, because wasn't it the Mark Levin event?
It was. It
so
was in
Mark
March.
Levin. Go back.
It was in March. But I think we need a little music to make us happy, to make us focus on what's right in front of us. So I have a little bit of Bruce Springsteen. He was on with Stephen Colbert. And again, this is just to take you away from it, right?
It's just a very, I mean, it's a very good.
Yes, Greg.
I'm just saying, there's nothing good about it, actually. It's a good way to put you to sleep. So this is
Bruce Springsteen. This is what we need as America right now. We need to feel good about ourselves before we go to sleep. We need this.
We do, yes.
So Bruce Springsteen came on Stephen Colbert to entertain America, give us a little music. And I, for one, am grateful for that because I feel like I need something to just kind of shock me and, you know, make the positivity. We got, thank
music.
God for Elizabeth Warren and Keith Olbermann, but I need more. You know?
No music, by the way. It's just them talking.
So here's Bruce Springsteen performing some music.
No, he's not.
Live on Stephen Colbert. Take a listen.
You speak of the other people that you work with. You speak of so many of the subjects that you're talking about, not just in your lyrics, but in your narration and talking about your life with extraordinary tenderness. And you've often, you know, shown tenderness in your lyrics. But I'm just curious, as you stand on those train tracks, looking at the train light coming down the tracks, as you say in the documentary, you get in a point in your life when you become aware of your mortality.
Sure, yeah.
Has that made you more tender?
I don't know. I think you end up being a little more forgiving, you know, of folks who may have crossed your path or for one reason or another held your grudges, and it goes for the whole band. I mean,
just had a dream that Bruce Springsteen was on train tracks. What's going on there with
that? Stop.
Terrible.
I was interested, you know, he was saying something nice. I'm more forgiving. He's talking about his debut, Western Stars, right?
It's his new album, Letters.
It's my new crappy album, Letters to You, and I wrote a letter to you, and the letter says
But it's
this.
A new movie.
No, he has a documentary.
If you don't have a sleeping pill, listen to my interview with Stephen Colbert, and you'll fall right asleep. You'll be out. Right? Hey, by the way, if you have drugs you want to get rid of.
No.
Stop.
It's DEA take back. No, listen, it's DEA take back. Why?
Yeah, he's right.
Oh, okay.
I am right. It's a DEA take back. You bring them, they'll take them. So if you've got the sleeping pills or whatever else, take back your unused or expired prescription medications at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. It's Saturday, October 24th. To find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeBack.com. All right? DEATakeBack.com. I also want to mention, too, as we do our hour of nonstop talk, our sponsor. We've got a big game tonight. It's Philadelphia versus New York. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has great odds for you tonight for the game. So here's what you do. You go on there, FanDuel Sportsbook. Use my promo code Rich. What I'm hearing about is I'm here in Philadelphia is really going to they might be the game to watch tonight. So, you know, I'm hearing people like Philly and some people think they're the underdog. I don't know. You figure it out. You can get an exclusive plus 1500 odds boost on either team to win tonight, New York or Philadelphia. So you could bet $10 to win $150 on either team to win. That's right. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Use promo code RICH to make your first deposit and claim your exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost in either New York or Philadelphia to win Thursday's primetime matchup. That's promo code RICH. FanDuel Sportsbook has more ways to win. 21 and older, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania, new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus, $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay. Taking your thoughts, by the way, on what you think the president should do tonight in his big debate. What should be the focus? What are some of the things he should say? And how would you go about advising him tonight if you were going to do there? So Dan is in Trainer. Dan, what do you think the president should do tonight?
I think he should come out swinging.
I think it's paramount that he gets out to this undecided 200,000 voters. That situation that occurred with the hard drive and all that.
Yeah.
I think that they're not aware yet. What's going on is the conservative news is preaching to the choir. It's time for Trump to preach to the congregation, especially that 200,000 that's in the back of the church right now that just came in on Christmas Eve. I don't think they know what happened. I think he should come out swinging right away when he gets his first couple minutes with no interruptions, just lay right into Biden. Then Biden will be like our anti-national anthem, Philadelphia Eagles. They always get scored on in the first quarter, and they fight to come back the entire game. I think that's what will happen with Biden. If Trump comes out swinging, Biden's going to have to fight his way back. That's
all
my
right, thought.
That's how I think Trump should do it.
All right, go on the offense. All right, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Mike is in Lower Providence. Mike, what should the president do tonight? Oh, grab Mike. Hey, Mike.
Well, what he has to do, Rich, is he has to go after Biden to a certain extent, but I think he has to do it a little bit differently. He has to do it facing the camera, not facing Biden. He has to do it calm. And unfortunately, he has to do the job of the media. There's a lot of people that don't know what's going on because of how the media has censored these stories. He doesn't need to go after Hunter Biden. He does need to go after the emails and how they relate to Joe Biden. Just last night, the New York Post broke a bombshell story where yet another insider and partner, business partner of the Bidens, came out and said he's fully aware of China paying Joe millions, and that he's a naval officer from a military family. The guy has impeccable credentials, and he's actually been a Democratic donor. But you know, this story's being hidden. He came out. He said, I'm a recipient of the email. I know about what's going on.
All right, but let me play devil's advocate with you. If I'm an undecided voter, do I really care? I may not think Trump is the most ethical guy at this point. Do I really care? Well, I just want to know what you're going to do for me.
I think and I don't mean to turn the debate over completely to this, but I think people need to know that it's now been corroborated that Joe has been paid millions by the Chinese. Yeah, I think.
And Joe's going to turn around and say it. And the New York Times just reported that you have a secret Chinese bank account. You're going to go back and forth about China and secret accounts and who's getting paid off to the Chinese. And I think undecided voters are going to go the heck with both these guys. Why not turn around to them and say, why not turn to the voters and say, here's what I'm going to do for you for the next 4 years?
I think anybody with any business sense knows that a company that invests in real estate and would have business accounts throughout the world.
So you want the president on defense tonight explaining why he has a secret Chinese bank account, or do you want the topic not even to come up?
No, I don't have any problem with the topic coming up.
See,
I think it's defense
every time you're not focusing on the economy and the solutions you want to offer to these undecided voters and what you can do for them. Look, the Hunter Biden thing gets us all excited when we watch Fox News and talk radio. I get it. But if people really were interested in that, they'd already be voting for Trump tonight, in my opinion. You got 90 minutes to convince them of what you can do for them and what the other guy will do to hurt you, economically speaking. But, you know, I think it's much more important for the president to keep hammering about what Joe Biden would do to the economy of Pennsylvania by banning fracking, for example. I think that's going to matter a lot more to voters, in my opinion.
And will the moderator let the economy be part of the discussion?
I hope so. Should be, right?
It
certainly should be.
But she has changed the format to take out even the foreign policy, where, of course, Biden has a real weakness there. So it's going to be interesting, Rich.
Mike, good conversation, my friend. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. Thank you for that. T is in Cherry Hill. Hey, T, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Are you the one? You're the one who sent us those nice Zeoli Army face masks, right?
I did. I've been
Thank
having
you.
A ball. I bought an embroidery machine, and I've just been enjoying myself doing that, making them for everybody I know.
That was so nice of you to send us. We put a picture of Dawn wearing one. We put it on social media.
I saw it. My husband saw it, and he sent it to me. If you want more, let me know. But I wanted to say, I do agree with you. As a Jersey resident, I am total agreement with you on Murphy. Hands down, that is the solution. Yeah. He should just
Again,
go.
I'm trying to think of his health. You know, he has not tested positive for COVID. He's not tested positive, but just to be sure, resign as governor and focus on your health, you know.
So. It's a dangerous disease, right?
There you go.
But as far as the president tonight, he has shown on many occasions he can be very affable. And I think he should come out with that the way he is. I think he should be forceful. And I think he should just enumerate everything he's done. I think he should say the economy was roaring. It's starting to come back. I look forward to having an even better economy. Take a look at your 401ks. They were rising. Those are the things I think people who are undecided will be able to say, you know, you're right. My 401k was doing better. Mm-hmm. I had more money. I think if he does that, if he just talks about every accomplishment he's had, this is what I've done. This is what I want to do in the next 4 years. I want to see it better than it was, you know, where everybody's coming out of this whole COVID thing and, you know, I think he should just be optimistic with the future. And I think, and like I said, in that affable, because when he laughs, he is funny.
I agree.
He's endearing. Some people may not say endearing, but he seems a bit charming. I think he should use that to his advantage.
I agree
with
you.
Because I think he can.
See, thank you. I'm with you on that. I think that side of his personality should come out again tonight. So this is interesting, right? Because on Twitter, as I check in on social media, Wendy says, I don't believe there are any undecided voters. Well, instead of undecided, why don't you put it this way? Uncommitted voters. They don't like Biden and they don't like Trump, but they like parts of each. But they really have not decided which one is the lesser of two evils yet. And in 2016, the lesser of two evils to them was Gary Johnson. So in Pennsylvania, about 160,000 of them voted for Gary Johnson. But he's not on the ticket this time around. There is no third party candidate really to vote for. I mean, not. So what do you do? You're in the swing state of Pennsylvania. What do you do? You're going to hold your nose and vote for one of these two. Who's it going to be? That, in my mind, is your audience tonight. That's your audience tonight. And what do they want to hear about? Do they want to hear about Hunter Biden? I don't think so. I think they want to hear about what are you going to do for me, my family, the economy. And at the end of the day, if you can get those voters to hold their nose and go in and vote for Trump because they want to keep the economy strong and they don't want any more new wars, I think you've won. And you'll win Pennsylvania and then you win the White House. So, yeah, don't if undecided doesn't work for you, then they're uncommitted. And either way, they're going to hold their nose and vote. But that's a lot of people we're talking about. Could be 100,000 voters in Pennsylvania. You win them, you win the presidency. That's your audience tonight, in my opinion. That's your audience. Trump's base is coming out. They're locked and loaded. But that other group of people, honestly, they think Trump's as corrupt as Biden is. You're not going to win on that. That corruption thing is not going to do it. Not going to win it. Nope. You got to just, what are you going to do for them? I'm going to keep you out of war. I'm going to keep the economy strong. I'm going to keep your 401k. This guy's going to raise your taxes. This guy's going to get us into a war again. This guy's going to wind up crashing the economy with all his goofy ideas with the Green New Deal. So, you know, hold your nose and vote for me. I think, I'm sorry, but that's the message. You know, you're not going to hold your nose and vote. You're going to be very, very excited to vote. You're not the audience tonight. You're not the target audience tonight. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Yes, there's a third-party candidate, Joe Jorgensen, but it's not the same as what it was with Gary Johnson in 2016. In 2016, it was not a referendum on an incumbent. It was an open seat, and Gary Johnson was it was a viable alternative back then. But I don't see that shaping up to be that way this time around with the third-party candidate. I know my libertarian friends will disagree with me on that point, but I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. It's reality. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Listen, you're spending a lot of time in your house, right? I know you are, and I am too, and your electric bills might be going up. Not mine, because I have USA Insulation. Isn't it crazy how one day we'll have the heat on, the next day we'll have the air conditioning on, then the heat again, then the air conditioning? USA Insulation will make life a lot easier for you with their premium foam insulation. You can save up to $1,000 right now on a whole home insulation if you act now. And here's what you do. Reach out to them just like I did at usainsulation.net. They come to your home. Jim Minster is the owner. He's a great guy. They'll help you explain they'll explain the process to you. It's injecting foam into your walls from the outside. It creates a foam barrier around your house. So in the winter, when you're heating your home, all that warm air stays inside your house. And the cold air on the outside stays on the outside where it belongs. That's right. And I think you should really, really do that, because it saved us money. Every single month we're saving money thanks to the great work of USA Insulation. USAinsulation.net. Right now is a $500 tax credit you can get for the insulation, and get another $500 that they'll match for you in an early bonus. So do it today. What do you got to lose, right? Nothing, except you're gonna save a lot of money. It pays for itself over time, and then it puts money back in your pocket. It's worked for us, and I definitely recommend it to you. USAinsulation.net. USAinsulation.net.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.